my daughter.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Money and My Daughter, the personal finance podcast for young parents. My name's Jared Locke, and I'm the father of a two-year-old daughter, as well as the author of the Money and My Daughter blog. Today, we're looking at expenses and the role they play in our personal finances with the help of Mike Tyson and his Versace shopping spree.
Why?
So, why are we looking at expenses today? Well, expenses can easily be a big factor stopping us from achieving our financial goals. If your expenses are equal to or higher than your income, unfortunately, it makes it really hard to save and invest, if not impossible. If your expenses are lower than your income, you can save and invest, and this will grow your wealth over time and help you achieve the financial goals you have for yourself and your children.
Definition.
The definition of an expense is the cost required for something. I like to break expenses up into two categories: living expenses, so rent or mortgage, daycare, electricity, groceries, etc., and lifestyle expenses, so fashion, entertainment, holidays, etc. They're called lifestyle because these expenses are fully in your control. You can decide exactly how much you want them to be.
What can I do for you?
So what can expenses do for you? Expenses can literally determine our ability to achieve our financial goals. A higher income might seem like the solution to all our financial challenges, but it's often expenses that are the real solution. Reducing your expenses seems like the least fun thing to do, but they're the aspect of our personal finances that we have the most control over. And as parents, when it comes to money, we want to be smart, in control, and focusing our money on the things that really matter to us today, as well as on the future goals we have for ourselves and our children. So making sure our expenses are at a level that allow us to invest and save enough to achieve our goals is the easiest and most powerful thing we can do with our money today.
My story.
So, a little story about me when it comes to expenses. Until last year, I would take the train to and from work every day. And I really enjoyed taking the train to work, but it was costing me about $2,200 a year. Last year, while thinking about how to reduce my expenses, I had the thought, what if I rode my bike into work? I tried it and I absolutely loved it. I've ridden my bike into work most days over the last year, and as a result, I've saved around $2,000 in expenses. I've also found a more enjoyable commute to work, which is making me healthier and happier. So reducing your expenses doesn't need to be a painful sacrifice. Instead, it can just be a different way to go about aspects of your life. The different way can be a lot better and just happen to cost much less money.
Fast fact.
A fast fact about expenses are that some Australian households could be saving nearly $120 every quarter on their power bill, and that's around $480 a year. And if you live in Victoria, there's actually a Victorian government website called Victorian Energy Compare. And if you use that website to find the cheapest electricity for you, the government will pay you $50.
Celebrity story.
So for our celebrity story in this episode, we're going to look at Mike Tyson and his Versace shopping spree, along with what we'll find is actually many other shopping sprees. Mike Tyson was born in 1966 and is the father of 8 children. He holds the record as the youngest boxer to hold a heavyweight title at 20 years old, and his boxing career spanned 20 years. Over his career, he made $30 million for many of his fights, and in total, he made $300 million throughout his boxing career. So, why is he now worth only $3 million? Well, realistically, it came down to his expenses. For example, one day, Mike Tyson and some of the members of his entourage walked into a luxury dealership in Las Vegas, and in the showroom was a $320,000 Bentley, which is the most expensive production car in the world, and Tyson bought it and ordered 4 more. So, in the space of a few minutes, he actually spent more than $1.5 million. In another story, the doors were shut at the Versace store in Las Vegas Mall one day so that Mike Tyson and his friends could go on a $250,000 shopping spree. Also, he spent $70,000 on two white Bengal tigers. That's $70,000 each. And ultimately, he found that in 2003, with reported debts of $23 million, he had to declare bankruptcy. Now, over that time, between now and then, he's managed to work off that debt and build his net worth back up. But really what we see here is that someone making such an incredible amount of money throughout their career can easily find themselves in a really bad financial situation just because their expenses were far too high.
Celebrity clip.
The celebrity clip we're going to take a look at today is an interview with Graham Bensinger and Mike Tyson, taped back in 2011. And what you get from this is a really detailed sense of the type of expenses Mike Tyson was conducting during the height of his career.
$240,000 monthly in just walking around money, nearly $100,000 a month on jewelry and clothing, more than $400,000 on pigeons and cats, $300,000 on lawn care, a house with 38 bathrooms. To what extent did it almost seem, or did you think that just the money would never run out?
I don't know. That's just how I live my life. You know, when I was living my life back then.
What do we know?
So, now that we've heard all of this, what do we know? Well, we know that expenses, just as much as income, determine our financial situation. And we know that expenses are made up of living costs and lifestyle costs. We have some control over our living costs, like the cost of electricity, and we can take simple and easy steps to reduce them. We have complete control over our lifestyle costs, and it's important to make sure that we're focusing our lifestyle costs on the things that are most important to us and our children. We also know that the most powerful thing we can do with our money today is make sure that our expenses are below our income. And this allows us to save and invest towards the goals we have for ourselves and our children.
Next episode.
The next episode of this podcast looks at the role of saving money in personal finance, which is something I mentioned quite a bit. And we look specifically at Ed Sheeran and what we can learn from his saving habits. Just a quick note that if this is your first episode, I strongly suggest listening to all the episodes leading up to this one. The purpose of this podcast is to build your financial knowledge and confidence step by step, which is why each episode plays a specific role in that. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Money and My Daughter. If you like it, please subscribe and leave a review. Before we go, I need to say that the information shared in Money and My Daughter is general in nature and doesn't consider your individual circumstances. Money and My Daughter exists purely for educational purposes only and should not be relied upon to make an investment or a financial decision. Thanks again and look forward to seeing you next episode.
Money and My Daughter.